The American Council on Education says Hispanics, especially men, are falling behind in higher education. In 1998, 20% of college-age Latinos pursued an advanced degree. 10 years later, that figure climbed to 28%. Whites went from roughly 40 to 45% in the same period. Brian Cook, director of the ACE, says the gap between white and Hispanic enrollment is especially troubling because Hispanics are the fastest-growing population in the U.S.
Even though more Hispanics are earning degrees, their rate is not moving because their population is growing faster than degrees can be produced.
The report's findings are also troubling for Wisconsin. It says nearly 36% of whites hold an advanced degree, compared to roughly 16% of Hispanics. Cook says the low figures for Hispanics can be tied to immigration issues.
The lack of high school credential, interrupted schooling prior to immigration, the language barrier in terms of lack of English fluency, the fact that a lot of immigrants are immigrating at an older age, and a lot of them focus more on work than education because of the immediate economic needs, then the lack of legal status is one of the big ones.
Both Wisconsin state and private college systems report that more Hispanic students are enrolling, which is consistent with their growing numbers in the state. Recent census figures show 286,000 Latinos in Wisconsin, up from 93,000 two decades ago. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.